A good summary of the message that we receive in our scriptures this morning is the very verse that we sang with our Alleluia. Stay awake and be ready. We never know what crisis will occur in one's life, so we are being reminded to keep our faith strong. It's so easy to become careless about practicing our faith when things are going well. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes misfortune or tragedy to get us turning back to God for help. Then we remember to pray, relying on our faith to help us through the dark days. Our scripture readings today encourage us to remain steadfast in faith always, in good days as well as in bad days. The author of the Book of Wisdom reminds us of the people of Israel, of their faith, the faith of their ancestors, who believed and trusted in God's loving care. Before the Exodus, they knew that God would deliver them from slavery, conquer their oppressors, and bring them to the freedom of the promised land. Throughout the long years of waiting for deliverance, they did not lose hope. When the time of their salvation came, they were ready. This reading from Wisdom encourages us today to follow their example, to stay awake, keep alert, be faithful, and trust in God's unfailing love. Our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews gives us concrete examples of steadfast faith. We heard of the faith of Abraham, whose faith was so strong that he left his home, moved to a foreign land, believed that he would have a son, and trusted in God's everlasting love. When all the evidence seems contrary to what should happen, the reading says, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Like Abraham, we too must keep the faith, trusting in God. We cannot let our faith grow weak, even as we witness the power of evil, sin, and death in our world today, for it is so easy to become discouraged when our faith is challenged. But in the opening words of our gospel, we find courage. Jesus says, do not be afraid any longer, little flock. Jesus reminds us that our God is a loving Father who will never forget us. Our God will bring us to the promised land of the kingdom of God in his good time. And so we must be ready. Stay awake. We do not know when our faith will be tested, and we do not know what each new day will bring. If we keep the lamps of our faith burning brightly and strong, then we will be better equipped to meet the challenges of everyday life. My sisters and brothers, as we reflect on God's word to us today, we see how important it is to cherish the great gift of our Catholic faith. It's not easy to live in today's world where there is so much sadness, evil, tragedy, and misfortune. How does one cope? The answer is only in faith. So let us grow stronger in our faith and our belief in God's loving care for each and every one of us, trusting that there is meaning in life, and let us stay awake as we hear Jesus' words to us. Do not be afraid, little flock, any longer. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.